Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today, we're going to talk about sowing seeds of love. Let's take a moment to ground, place your hand on your heart, place your other on your gut, and breathe with intent. As we sit in stillness, surrounded by the vibrations of the sound bowls, let's reflect on the wisdom of sowing seeds of love. Just as a flower blooms from a tiny seed, our actions, words, and intentions have the power to plant seeds of love, kindness, and compassion. When we sow seeds of love, we create a ripple effect of positivity that can touch our lives and those around us. We are cultivating a garden of connection, empathy, and understanding. As you breathe in, imagine yourself sowing seeds of love, receiving abundance and prosperity. And as you breathe out, imagine these seeds taking root, growing, and blossoming into the beautiful garden of connection and understanding. Breathe. Ashe. Now I just got to take a moment to really break down the symbolism of appreciating flowers. You know, ultimately, this is an affirmation of the present moment. You know, there's a lot of impermanence within seeing flowers bloom, wither, die. But ultimately, they're reminding us that everything in life is, you know, transcendent. Like, it's a transcendent energy that is within them. And appreciating them in the present moment, it does help us acknowledge like the nature and the beauty of life. And I think I've been like accepting like having flowers present on my being is something that reminds me of like blooming even in the darkest of spaces, knowing that we're able to like constantly grow. And even though that beauty only lasts for that present moment, it's still something that is like embraced by those who are willing to receive it, those who are willing to stop and smell the flowers, those who are actually able to receive their flowers, you know, from the gifts that they exude. And I just think that energy is like really prominent. Another thing that really is a great reflection of flowers is this growth and this renewal. You know, flowers grow, they bloom, they produce seeds. You know, it symbolizes a cycle of growth. So that cycle of growth is still a reflection of renewal and regeneration. So essentially, appreciating flowers in the present moment is what can connect us to the cycle of new beginnings, and knowing that this is something that's always growing with us. Sensuality and pleasure, you know, that's something that I also focus on, because the interconnectedness of the flowers is like a larger ecosystem. You know, they're relying on sunlight, water, soil. They're also relying on the pollinators to thrive. You know, we need not only the bees, but we may need humans to come in, you know, really be able to nurture the land and nurture what we're creating. So you need that environment. And, you know, ultimately, the flower is going to bloom in the environment in which you place it in. So if it's not placed in a proper environment, if it doesn't have the right nurtured soil, or it doesn't have the right, you know, water, if you're just giving it tap water, you know, instead of spring water, you know, it might change its ability to grow. Just as much as if you're not actually putting it in the proper environment to receive sunlight that it actually needs. You know, every flower is different. Every plant is different. But there is an interconnectedness that helps us engage our senses, invites us to appreciate, you know, the colors, the scents, you know, the shapes. You know, essentially, it just reminds us to slow down and indulge in life's pleasures. So I really, you know, just wanted to embrace the ability to reflect on flowers and plants so that we'll be able to know that like we are like walking trees of life and we breathe as the trees grow. And this is something that always is aligned within us. You know, this is our genetic makeup. This is just a part of us as far as like our senses and how we're expanding in that. And I've been grateful enough to be able to experience another divine being who literally like exemplifies growth, you know, what it's like to constantly grow, what it's like to experience different things that might try to attack your roots. But when you're always affirming your roots and strengthening the energy and the environment that you're cultivating with it, you will always grow through it, you know. And I think that this being really affirms not only what it's like to still grow, but also what it's like to be able to create a creative community, what it's like to implement ways to be able to help others, not only like creating prosperity, you know, like reciprocal exchanges, but also being able to like provide like resources. And I just think that they're really like just a really great mentor as well when it comes to holding space for people who want to be able to build their business and take themselves seriously. So seeing the vision on a bigger purpose is really important when you have like other visionaries and other, you know, just communicative beings that we're actually here to build something bigger than just ourselves. You know, we're building a collective. So I would love to invite Terrence Harris to the show.
Bam!
Bam!
You hear me? Yeah, man. Woo! This is the biggest, man. Give thanks and praise.
Yo, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. We've been spending a little bit of time together today, so it's like they just catching up. You feel me? Like, y'all just getting here. And I really appreciate, like, you know, like you said, everything that you mentioned leading up to it. You know, I mean, I was catching a meditation on it as well. So, you know what I mean? If nothing else, my name is Terrence Harris. Some people call me TJ. And currently I'm working on the process of Still Growing, which is a project that I'd like to invite all of y'all to be a part of as well.
Yo, that Still Growing is like such a big purpose. Like, I feel the message within it so much. Like, every time, just seeing, like, it's bigger than the merch. You know, it's bigger than the clothes. And like, I just think it's just something to expand upon. Like, what does Still Growing mean to you? You know, because I wanted to reflect on the flowers because I really think that we are, like, reflections of flowers. You know, and, like, not everyone may see us, but we are always there, you know, radiant, beautiful, just waiting to be, like, you know, received. Because we have the resources. And then I just think there's so much power and beauty in the growth of what we exemplify by constantly going through so many different things and changes and, you know, just the environment is shifting, but we're still growing through it. You know, like, how did that feel for you to even experience Still Growing, but also being a flower?
I mean, we all got that cosmic DNA, that cosmic consciousness. So even when you were a little baby, you got the potential to grow up into being a grown human. You feel me? Like, it's already encoded. So my whole thing is, like, not letting this world or other people rob me of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what this project essentially is, because you'll get distracted from your own sense of self-awareness and growth. Like, thinking you gotta be on a certain page or a certain path as everyone else. And even as I'm saying this, this is something that we know, but I know that a lot of people don't have the tools or the space to be allowed to be patient with themselves and be allowed to love on themselves without there being any disruptions. And that's how life gonna always be.
Yeah.
You ain't never gonna escape that, but being aware of it, you can at least be prepared for it. You dig? So that's essentially like where I would start with just affirming that for myself and others is like, you know what I mean, things are going to be formed against you, but you are already predestined, genetically coded, cosmically conscious for your state in this place. You hear me? Like, can't nobody rob you of that. You got to give it up.
Yo, that, bruh, hold on now. We hold on. Come on with the alliteration. Yeah. That jump really just hit. You really a whole low-key poet.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's real. Like, I really think that, like, we're etheric beings. So we're, like, really connected to, like, all parts of the universe, all parts of nature. And to see the symbolism within, like, who we are, who we're growing into, and how we're expanding into that, like, it's beyond words sometimes, you know, because we just experience so much on both dualities. Which led me to just asking you, like, what areas of your life do you feel are still growing or evolving?
I just was thinking about it. Sometimes I don't know if I'm talking to people who understand me or people who don't. You know, so that's the chapter that I'm in right now is like, do you know what I'm talking about, or do I need to take a couple steps back and introduce you to what we talking about? So I have to always like learn and adapt to the spaces and like the places that I'm in and going to, because my life be kind of like opening up these new opportunities. Like normally I was growing up in the hood. I used to just be on the block with my guys. We already know. We know what we talking about. You know what I mean? We locked in. We know what the language is. We know what the references are. We know what the context is. So it's not like I ever really got to question myself at that point. But now that I'm in different places with different people, sometimes I'd be like, oh, well, not even sometimes I'd be like, I'll get feedback from people, or I'll get responses that are clearly completely unaware and lost and confused with what I've shared. So I think that's the thing I've been learning the most, like why I titled all of this the way I did and why I've been building it the way that I want to build it, is because I want to understand more how to communicate with the people who don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that, you know, that also coexists on why I'm even doing this in the first place. Like, because I feel like there's so many expansive conversations that we have, and there's nothing to show for it. It's just like, conversation is had. Those who experienced it, experienced it. Those who didn't. If we were there, we were there. And I just think there's so many gems that we receive personally by having conversations that it could help others in whatever space and time they're able to receive it. Because not all the time is everybody going to be able to like be right there.
Yeah, not on time. I see what you're saying.
You know, like it's like right then and there while we're talking about what we're talking about or what we're discovering about ourselves, what we grow into. Not all the time does that like going to match up with everybody's frequency.
You know where I think I got that from?
What's that?
School.
Now,
when you said it that way, it's like we do all have to understand and learn things on the same pace and accord.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's where I got that that assumption or that expectation that we all gonna hear it, know it, and learn it in the same space.
Yeah, not because it be feeling like that. It like y'all teaching us, and we sitting here, and y'all saying that I'm supposed to have standardized testing, and I'm supposed to
get this by Friday. I'm failing.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I gotta turn, but it's like I didn't even understand the full joint yet. Like, meanwhile, while everybody like, oh, I got it, or you know, they received their answers, I'm still like, I didn't even process how you even taught that in the first place, you know. So I keep that openness and that grace with those who I'm sharing something that might be profound, or you know, we might be looking in the future. We might be having something that's just so big and expansive that they need time to really sit with it. They might need to listen to it again. They might like, this gives the ability to like play it over again. And what did he say? Or like, you know, you just gave that whole alliteration. What? I know I'm about to run that back here. I'm like, what do you say? I need to receive that message. So I'm thinking about that as far as like everybody on their journey, they got different timings, they got different experiences, and they got different shadows, and they know that they're experiencing too. So it's like sometimes what we're talking about can be so expansive that it can also trigger some things, and it can trigger great things just as much as it can trigger the ego, or, you know, trying to show up on what we need to work on and what we need to focus on. But I think this gives the ability to give them the opportunity to like receive it from a different person at a different time, whatever time aligns with them, you know. But yeah, I do think that like our divine timing is like, it's impermanent. But yeah, and I wanted to ask you too, like, how do you prioritize your own growth and development? Because in this world with everything going on, like, there's a lot of time to grow, but there's also a lot of time to be distracted.
Yeah, I'm 31, bro, so I ain't gonna sit here and act like I got it all figured out. Like, a lot of times, like what you said, how I prioritize my growth is something that I'm learning along the way. So I have a vision. When I was younger, I didn't understand, you know, priorities entirely or having a vision. So I was doing it day by day, but now I'm very intentional about setting intentions and making sure that I hold myself accountable where I want to be. So that's just new. Like, I ain't like a master at that yet, or you know, able to lend any advice in the manner of anything that's absolute. Right. But if I were to give any suggestions or any reflections on my own efforts, oftentimes it's holding good counsel. Mm. Like, I like to keep a counsel of, you know, divine, meaningful people around me. Mm-hmm. Just like the person who calling me right now, right? My mm. lady calling me. You hear me? As soon as I start saying that, it's like, so it's just a matter of like really understanding people who have love and care for you, you know, always mm. being my, you know, willing to accept them in the court of understanding or deliberation in my life. Mm. You know what I mean? And then also, you know, I'm a very spiritual person, and I think that's something that's super duper foreign mm. to people in our community is themselves. Mm. Like a knowledge of themselves and where they came from. Mm. So like that certainly leads and foundates a lot of my self-checks, you know what I mean? You know, reflections and mm. abilities to learn and grow. Because a lot of what I'll, you know, look into or sift through as far as what our ancestors left us here as melanated people, and that thing be so proficient, so mm. so precise, mm. so evolutionary. I mean, I could use a bunch of adjectives to personify it, mm. but it's so accurate and so on point for me all the time. Mm. Almost to the point, like I said, I'm 31. I started this point with that number because its proficiency and its level of impact sometimes is so profound that I don't even be really ready for all of that. Mm. Like to accept all of that, at least in where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, something like, you know, just what we eat or what we watch, you know what I mean? Something simple. It's like the ancestors will show us and lay a very clear sight on why that is not for you or how it's harming you. Mm-hmm. But you know, we grew up that way in this society without knowing ourselves. So sometimes mm. that stuff be already what we would think as our personalities or as like what you mentioned earlier, maybe our ego wanting to stay alive in that idea of who we think we are. Mm. So like, I still be watching some stuff or eating stuff that I'm not the proudest of doing, but it goes back to what this started with, like, man, I'm 31. I ain't sitting here saying I'm a master at self-reflection and, mm-hmm. you know, self-correction, but I'm very, very conscious of how my actions and my ability to grow are directly related. You know what I mean? My actions and my ability to grow are directly related.
Mm. See, like, that's still profound.
My choices and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the, like, to have that awareness and that mindfulness is a very profound, like, attribute
that. A lot of people tell me that. It be feeling like I'm still on level one. A lot of people say that to me all the time. Like,
I think it could be a couple of things. Like, it could be like the support that you're sharing without actually knowing that that's what it is. Like, the way that you embody pursuing your growth and like diligently seeing the vision and still wanting to go through it no matter what turmoil is like on the side of it, like that's felt, like that's there. Like it don't matter how much something costs you, like I see the vision, I'm investing into it. I know that this is the result I want, I'm gonna invest into it. Like, and just seeing like the energy that you put into it, what you've invested, and then seeing how that comes back around, like that's really felt. Like, I really had to make sure that in this moment, as I was talking about all the flowers, that you received your flowers as well. Like,
nah, that's why you my dog, man. That's yeah. why I'm on this show, because it's like you said, that's the counsel I was mentioning. You know what I mean? Like, I keep divine counsel around me, and that's why I am where I am, because I trust you. I trust people like you. You feel me? So I think that's important for everybody, that, you know, you trust yourself, then you can actually be clear on who you'd like to trust with. Things that you want to have going on in your life.
Ooh, I keep talking about that building trust with yourself. Oh. Yeah, that's a powerful joint too. And then I guess my last question was like, what's on your mind? Is there something that you feel like is on your mind that you would just want to share? You know?
Yeah, man. Shoot, right now, because it's something that I would hope I'll take some time to reflect on or just slide back and listen to just so I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
What be on my mind most frequently is how afraid people are to be in love, man.
Mm.
It'd be so weird to me sometimes. Like, it's exciting to me, though. It's very exciting to the point where I might like lose myself or not compose it accurately. So oftentimes, I'm excited to witness people's fear with love because I know how rewarding and replenishing and powerful it is.
Ooh.
So it's exciting. It's interesting to see how. Yeah, it's interesting to watch people use all their energy to create an idea or a narrative or a boundary from love, thinking that that's them preserving, I guess, these better parts of themselves that they don't want to lose out. So it's a very interesting game. It's like a very interesting show for me to watch sometimes. Oftentimes, you know, I used to be very attached to it. You know what I mean? Other people's pain, other people's disturbance in themselves. So I used to be feeling sad with them. But now I've been able to like separate, you know, what other people got going on from what I got going on. So that, but it still be on my mind a lot. You know what I mean? It really be on my mind. Like when I witness it, I'd be like, man, they making this way harder than it need to be. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it make me want to get to know them more. Like, why are you making it this difficult? What are you getting out of making it that way? You feel me? When loving yourself, obviously initially, but I actually found out recently, just like you said, with what's on my mind, that this new affirmation I've been saying is like, love is community. You know what I mean? Where it's like a lot of our self-love is substantial, meaningful, and valuable. But like the things in your community teach you how to love. Like you have to literally teach people how to love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to teach the baby that. You know what I mean? You got to conceptualize that for them. Like they have love within to share. The energy, the frequency, the abundance of it lives within them, but if they don't know how to unlock it, access it, identify it, recourse it, heal it, like it's like something locked away in a super high tech lockbox. You know what I mean? God. So it's like, especially when you're in a society like ours in America that is divisive and, you know, it separates and discriminates and segregates things, it's like it's gonna naturally lend to your belief that survival and a lack of love is, you know what I mean, your armor. So I'm not like, when I'm saying it's interesting and it stays on my mind why people are able to, you know, I guess have that disordinance with love. It's like, it really just reminds me like, man, this is why the world work hard on us to not find love in our lives, because they know we superpowered by it. You know what I mean? So like that really be on my mind often is like, yo, love is community in the sense that like your mother, your father, your guardians, whoever, you know what I mean, guided you to the point in your life where you can reflect on some things in it. That's love. And that teaches you how to love, who to love, why to love, why not to love, who not to love, what to stay away from. You know what I mean? So love is very, very high powered technology of the human spirit. You feel me? Like the human spirit operates in love because that's your iOS on the highest level. If we talking technology, like we talking AI, we talking iOS, we talking like all the devices, it's like love is your operating system and you got to keep that on update. You got to keep that on update, man, because if you loving like the 1700s, you might got racism in you. If you loving like the 1800s, you might have sexism in you. You loving like the 1900s, you might have classism. So it's like, you got to update your love frequency. Yeah, bro. Like you got to be in a state of wanting to continue to evolve in, you know, what love can be communicated and received as. So that's what be on my mind. Like love is community, and people's interesting dissonance with like how they don't want to adopt love as their frequency. It's very interesting to say the least.
Dang, that was a
message.
I heard the song, "Teach Me How to Love."
Yeah, bro.
Show me the way to surrender my heart. Come on now. Oh, Lord, teach me how to love. Yeah. Like, that was just a vibe. Like, I'm going to have to play that after this. Like, that literally was one of the messages that I received, just like, love is community, love is connection, love is unconditional. And like the fact that we're teaching each other how to love, and I was also talking to someone about this today, is that like Oh yeah, I was talking to Chevelle Love about this. Mm-hmm. It's just like the fact that like we are sharing God with each other, yeah, and sharing God is sharing love, and the fact that we can be able to have this connection and like discuss so openly, know that vulnerability is our strength, have this close connection, and then people learn from these experiences. So like the love that we're sharing with each other, we're now sharing that love with others. So now they're receiving this, and then their flowers get to blossom. They get to nurture their soil, you know, nurture their roots, strengthen their connection with source, connection with themselves, connection with God. Like, it's just, we really, oh, we were talking about this with John too. Like, it's just like, bruh, like the fact that we're able to hear what we hear, receive what we receive, and implement it. Like, all of those things literally love. Like, I just love love. Like, that's literally what I'm feeling right now. Like, just seeing how much love can really change someone's life. And you may not even see it. You may not even know. It might happen behind the scenes. You know, mm-hmm. That growth may happen underneath. You know, the same way that things are growing, the roots are growing downwards for anything to grow up above, pushing through the resistance, you know? So that alone is just showing that like love is always, it can be unseen before it's seen.
Mm-hmm. And it's unwavering. It's undefeated.
Yeah.
It's undefeated. They say the internet undefeated. Nah, love, man. Love is undefeated.
Ooh, child. And then, yeah. Oh my God. And then I just got to end it off with the one resounding message that I really feel like you just hit home by placing on not only the merch, but just like implementing it as well. Like, I just think that any message that we're implementing with ourselves, it starts to grow, you know, beyond just what we implemented it with. Like, for instance, it's like this message is implemented on the hoodies and the shirts. So everybody that get this, you know, get a chance to operate from that energy. But then it's like you as being the cultivator of how that message came to you and what made you want to implement it is now being implemented in your life too. So this message, so just so y'all know, it's growth feels uncertain, but curiosity lights the path. Each question leads closer to purpose, turning doubt into discovery and vision into action. And I really feel like this is like, such a resounding message that I'm still receiving my damn son, because it's just like every moment that I get to reflect on my inner growth is another moment I get to step into love. You know, and like cultivating that love for myself to even be able to have love to share for others. You know, so the fact that we even have flowers, we can share with one another and be like, yo, I see your bouquet. Yes, you know, indeed. I see your garden blossom. I see your farm. Yes, you know, it's like all that's just like, wow, let's congregate together. Yes, let's, I got some seeds. I just got some sour sauce seeds from Puerto Rico. Can I plant these? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, That's just lovely to just be in this experience. So, like, I'm really grateful that you are here, present, doing what you feel called to do, having this moment to finally be able to join in this conversation so we can just implement this love. You know?
Give thanks and praise, my G, and I appreciate you having me up here, too. You feel me? Like, everything going to come in divine timing. And, I mean, like I said in the beginning of this, you know, anything that's formed against you, that's part of the game. You ain't got to, like, feel like that's a reason to stop. Like, that's the reason why you keep going through them struggles. You know, you learn a little bit more about yourself. We need more self-knowledge, man.
I say, yes, indeed. You know, like, as we navigate our own path of growth, we may encounter obstacles, just as the flower faces challenges in this environment,
right?
But it's in these moments that we're invited to cultivate resilience,
right,
to adapt, and to find new ways of being. So the flower, you know, can symbolize its importance of presence. You know, this, like you said, the unwavering faith.
Right.
We might be unaware of yesterday's struggles or tomorrow's uncertainties, but as we gaze upon the beauty of life, we're able to be grounded in the present moments. So some of the questions that I would love to leave y'all with is, how do you think our individual experiences of love impact the world around us? Another question is, what are some of the ways that you can prioritize nurturing the relationships that you're fond of? And the last one, what does community look like for you? That's something I definitely would love people to reflect on. Yeah. You know, because everybody's sense of community is different. But, you know, I would love people to be able to, you know, interpret that and ground themselves with that. But yeah, on that note, we will catch you next Monday, Robin, 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.